Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Broken Truth is author Carl Olson's spiritual autobiography, a touching and moving personal account of a man who overcame a multitude of challenges through his faith and perseverance, a candid reflection of the impact of attention deficit disorder, having a stern father, and bullying in his life. Carl was born and raised in Traverse City, Michigan, has attended Bayview Wesleyan Church throughout his life. He loved to travel with his wife, Melissa, and enjoys walking around a subdivision and thinking about the Lord. The book, The Broken Truth, Overcoming Obstacles in Life by Faith in God. Author is Carl Olson, our guest on today's This Week in America. Carl, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick.
This is such an important book and is going to and has already helped so many people. Let's start, first of all, with the cover, because the cover's got an interesting story. Talk about that, because this basically was given to you. The Lord actually spoke to you about this cover.
When you turn the page, the first page, this cover is how the Lord showed me, you know, Trinity. His
yes.
great love for all of us, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this book is for all of us.
Yeah, and the book we're talking about is The Broken Truth, the author Carl Olson, our guest on the program. And this was a story, well, let's talk about why you felt compelled to tell this story, because there was something inside of you saying, this is a story you need to share with people.
Yes, the name of my book. Oh, Rick, I have to tell you, this book is breaking news, just like they say on TV.
Yes.
Newsflash. This book is bigger than me. This book is called The Broken Truth.
And explain the title and your life. I mentioned in the background all of the obstacles that you went through, and you're a joyous person today, and we'll talk about that journey during the course of the interview. But what does the name mean, The Broken Truth?
This explains how we all live in a broken world, especially what we're dealing with right now in this country, this world. And Jesus Christ is the truth. He is the true author of this book, and he is the giver of everything, everywhere, everything we do. And I am honoring him. Jesus Christ.
Who is the book designed for? I mentioned that you already have been touching many people by your powerful story, because so many people can relate to going through obstacles in life. Nobody's life is perfect. We have these obstacles, some more than others, that we have to overcome. Who is the book designed for? Who is the target audience for The Broken Truth?
Rick, this book is for everyone, especially teenagers dealing with being bullied in this life. This book has the right ideas how to deal with bullying in our life, and this is what we really need right now. Yes, let's put God back in our lives.
Let's talk about what the book is about, some of the central themes you talk about in the book. And again, this is your story. This is what you went through and how you were able to get through all of these obstacles. What's the book about? What are some of the major themes in the book?
You know, everybody has a story, and God knows everybody is important. This is a story how God can inspire us to overcome any obstacles in our lives. And this is about me being born in a family with a stern father, having attention deficit disorder, and being bullied in my life, not just in school, but the workforce as well, and how I overcame these three challenges. And I want to give very special credit to my special ed teacher, Mrs. Kathy Woods, how she explained to me that even though I had a learning disability, I still looked normal like everyone else. But the reason why other people would pick on me is because I was slow. and people that were smart didn't understand this. So, yes, this is an inspiring story with all my struggles growing up and through my years, even out of school, being dateless and alone and how I felt lost and I had no one else to go to. How Jesus Christ saved my life in 1985 at the end of March when I was 23 years old by showing me four powerful miracles. And in these miracles, God gave me a warning, a shocking statement about this life we all live. It's in chapter 8 in my book, The Big Awakening of the Truth. Yes. These are the four impacting miracles in my life. This is how Jesus Christ can rescue us when we feel there is no hope in sight. Also, there is a lot more miracles in this book.
Yeah, and the book is full of miracles. The book is available at Amazon.com, probably the best place to find it, wherever books are sold, but of course you can go to Amazon. You can Google it, The Broken Truth, the name of the book by Carl Olson. That's K-A-R-L. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Carl's book. When you Google it as well, you'll find it YouTube, a very short video, but a powerful video that will talk about the book and the impact that the Lord has had on Carl and his life in overcoming all of these obstacles. I touched in the beginning about it was sort of divine inspiration, how this book came about. But talk about the inspiration for the book. It's one thing to think I need to write it. It's another one to actually write the book and get it out there and have people read it and respond to it. What inspired you to actually go through the process and to write this book?
Yes, Rick. You know, for all the learning disabilities and how I struggle getting a high school diploma without a college degree, a lot of people told me I couldn't write a book. But that's how powerful this book is, The Power of Jesus Christ. And in 2015, the Lord spoke to me, and I felt so strongly, so adamant, I couldn't put this book down. Also, I asked the Holy Spirit to teach me the ways of the Lord. And I always thought the Holy Spirit was loving, caring, and nurturing. But then I felt something different when I was writing this book. I felt so many times in the middle of the night, the Holy Spirit forcing me out of bed, telling me to write this and to write that. And you know, I learned when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you better do it right now.
Yes.
Yeah. One night, I said to myself, I'm tired, and I'll do it in the morning. And when I woke up, it wasn't there. So don't sleep on it. Don't say I'll do it later. One morning, I was getting ready for church, and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to write this in my introduction in my book. This is powerful. In the beginning of our life, no one knows what kind of life we're going to live. Oh, isn't that so true? We're born in an unexpected world. We can't pick and choose this life we want. We are destined how we are when we're born, with the type of family we live with, and everything around us. And it goes on even more in this book. Yes, we need a big awakening in this world.
The book is The Broken Truth. Carl Olson is the author, and that introduction is powerful. It explains that that we all come into a world, we have no idea what we're going to expect. There will be obstacles along the way. How we respond to those obstacles is how our life will go, and it's Carl's story in the book. Who would you recommend to read the book? I know in reading reviews, I've read reviews, people that have been following faith for years, and it reaffirms that. Other people that are very open and feel very positive about your message and feel like this is going to turn their life around. Who is the book designed for?
Well, this book is an inspiring true story, how I felt inadequate in my life behind everyone, that I didn't measure up with the rest of the kids in school, and I kept asking God, what is it I'm good at? This is about no matter what problems we face in our life, there is hope for all of us. It's about finding our purpose, chapter 4 in my book. It's how my gym teacher saw something in me and asked me if I wanted to join his track team after school for the Traverse City Trojans. Coach John Lober, our head track coach, and he is really great with kids, and you wanted to give your all for him, and he is still coaching. In 2015, he made national head coach for the year. Amazing. Also, when I ran track, it's how God in a certain song, yes, a powerful song, inspired me to overcome these challenges in my life. It's how I excelled to others, to raise up to the top like the Rocky movie, and to feel good about yourself. Getting self-confidence. Yes, we have Jesus Christ, wonderful assurance in all of us. Don't let anyone tread on our dreams, no matter what others say about us. Yes, don't let anyone tread on our dreams. Stay strong. Let Jesus Christ be our guide. This book is hope for all of us.
You know, it's a powerful message for people overcoming obstacles. You've mentioned several times people that influenced your life that really didn't necessarily have to. You had the special ed teacher that saw something special and understood you, the track coach that you just mentioned. So it's inspiration not only for people who are trying now to overcome obstacles, but for people who were in a position to reach out. Just the simple act of reaching out and helping people can be life-altering. All those stories in the book, The Broken Truth, Kyle Olson, our guest in the program. A couple minutes left in the program. The time is going by way too rapidly. So much to talk about from the book, The Broken Truth. What do you feel is the most important aspect of the book? I would go through and probably list about a dozen, but what would you say, because it's such a powerful book, you say were maybe one or two of the most important aspects that you would like people to take away from reading the book, The Broken Truth?
You know, I would say love. Love for everybody. Like I said, when you turn to the first page of my book, you'll see my vision the Lord showed me, Trinity, 3 in 1. God the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I just felt obedient in the Lord to get this out there to everybody. This is really important. You know, we are having way too much violence in this life. Drugs and suicide, and Jesus is feeling the hurt and pain for all of us. And he cares for us all. Yes, we are all different and special in our own way. When I was ready to end my life, the Lord opened it all up for me in chapter 8 in my book, The Big Awakening of the Truth. And Jesus explained a real purpose in my life, a powerful purpose. And Jesus told me how he wants us to be. Yes, this is really powerful. How he wants us to be. How we can make it through our struggles in our life, no matter what problems we have in this life. For we are all important, and we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. So this book is to encourage our brothers and sisters around the world to touch your hearts for Jesus Christ, and also how we should look at each other. Yes. No matter what race, creed, or color, Jesus loves us all the same. We are all made in his image. Let's stop hurting and start loving others and listen to Him before we ever hurt ourselves or others. Amen.
The Broken Truth, Carl Olson, the author and our guest on the program. Just a minute or so left in the show. I tell in your voice the joy that you're having in life now. Life is, especially getting the message out there, this has to be a very important time of your life, a very happy time of your life, isn't it?
Yes.
Being able to share that message with people. And the book I mentioned is available at Amazon, and you can go directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find a link that will take you directly to Carl's book, a YouTube video as well. Carl, congratulations on the success of the book. You, as I say, you've touched a number of people so far and will continue to touch people. I know along the way on this journey is Reader's Magnet, helping you get the word out there to the public about the book. What's your experience been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Reader's Magnet, the people there have been wonderful to me. I'm really courteous, and they just seem real, you know, godly, real Christian warmth, because I ended up talking to one guy, Miguel there, and he just said, you know, that he was born and raised all his life for the Lord, and other people had told me this, and so it was just really inspiring talking to everybody at Reader's Magnet.
And I know they feel privileged to be able to represent your book. The book is The Broken Truth. Carl Olson, the author, our guest on the program. And you'll find the book available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Carl, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for telling your story, inspiring others. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. The Broken Truth by Carl Olson, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, video on YouTube, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site, get all the information on the book, and be able to order it. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.